الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد continuing with صفة الصلاة the description of the prayer by الشيخ العلامة محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله وما زلنا نتكلم عن شروط الصلاة and we are still talking about the conditions of the prayer. We're still discussing شروط الصلاة, the conditions of the prayer. And this is chapter number 7. ووصلنا إلى الشرط الرابع. And we've reached the fourth condition from the conditions of the prayer, which is Satr al-Awrah, covering the Awrah. Who can remind me of the previous three conditions? من شروط الصلاة.
دخول وقت الصلاة.
نعم أولا دخول وقت الصلاة. The entrance of the correct time. Somebody else. Hassan. What was the second?
The second is remove of impurity.
That's one. Tafadhal. La, that's a pillar, not a condition. La, ma akhadnahu hatta al-an. We haven't even taken that yet. Tafadhal, Rashid. نعم الطهارة من الحدث الأصغر والحدث الأكبر. Purification from the minor ritual impurity and the major ritual impurity. The third, يا حسن. Avoidance of impurities. نعم and the fourth is ستر العورة. Covering the عورة. And الشيخ العلامة محمد بن صالح العثيمين He said, لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى And the proof of this is the saying of Allah, the Most High, يَا بَنِي آدَمُ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ يَا بَنِي آدَمُ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ O children of Adam, take your adornment while praying. And going around the Kaaba and eat and drink, but do not be extravagant. For verily Allah Azza wa Jalla does not love those who are extravagant. So, O children of Adam, Ya Bani Adam, خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. O children of Adam, take your adornment while praying. So that's a proof. From the proofs that a person has to cover their awrah when they are praying. And the Shaykh, he goes on to mention other adillah in addition to the ayah that he quoted from Surah Al-A'raf. He said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, so he goes on to mention some ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first hadith, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لجابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما في الثوب, the messenger of Allah, he said to جابر بن عبد الله regarding the thawb, the clothing, or the garment, فإن كان واسعا فالتحف به وإن كان ضيقا فاتزر به. If the garment is large and spacious, then wrap it around the body. And if it is tight, then use it as an izar that is tied around the waist. So again, showing that the awrah, it has to be covered for the prayer. وَسَتْرَ الْعَوْرَةِ Covering the awrah is شَرْطٌ مِنْ شُرُوطِ الصَّلَاةِ Is a condition from the conditions of the prayer. And he said also, وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِيمَا رَوَاهُ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ The Prophet ﷺ, he said in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, لا يصلي أحدكم في الثوب الواحد ليس على عاتقيه منه شيء. Abu Huraira, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, none of you should pray in a single garment that does not cover his shoulders. None of you should pray in one garment that does not cover his shoulders. What about women? Who can give me a proof that women also have to cover their awra when they pray? وَسَيَأْتِي شَرْحُ ذَلِكَ. The explanation of this will come. So alhamdulillah, we have the ayah already. يَا بَنِي آدَمَ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ. O children of Adam, take your adornment, your clothing, when you are praying. But what about any ahadith as it pertains to the woman? مَنْ عِنْدُهُ شَيْءٍ فَضَّلُ. Hadith, Sunan Abi Dawud, Al-Shaykh Al-Albani authenticates it. Naam, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يقبل الله الصلاة حائض إلا بخمار. And this hadith in Sahih, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept the prayer of the woman who has reached the age of menstruation except with a khimar. What's a khimar? A khimar is a garment that is used to cover the head. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I repeat it. Well, hadith fi Sunan Abi Dawud, and the hadith is in Sunan Abi Dawud and other collections of hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يقبل الله صلاة حائض إلا بخمار. That Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept the prayer of a woman who has reached the age of menstruation, a baligha. She has reached puberty, illa bi khimar, except with her wearing a khimar, that which covers the head. And that is a proof that the scholars, they utilize when they say that a woman has to cover her hair when she is praying. That a woman has to cover her hair when she is praying. To the extent that the ulama, they mention, سيأتي إن شاء الله, the explanation will come shortly. The ulama, they mention, if a woman is praying, na'am, if a woman is praying, and her hair becomes exposed, ما حكم ذلك? What's the ruling of that? A woman's praying, and accidentally her hair becomes exposed. What's the ruling of that prayer? Abdullah. من عنده شيء. الجواب, the answer, and inshallah we'll read the kalam of Al-Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, if it is a lot, kathir, a lot of hair that is exposed, na'am, and she does not fix it, and conceal it, and cover it, and she is aware of it, then the salah is invalid. Then the salah is invalid. If it is a lot of hair, and she does not fix it, and cover her hair, na'am, being aware of it, then her salah, batulat salatuha, then her salah is invalid. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ الشَّيْخِ بْنَ عَثَيْمِينِ. He said, after quoting the ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, and likewise, ذكر الحديثين, he mentioned the two, يعني the two hadith, hadith Jabir, the first the hadith of Jabir, and the second was the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. He said, وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنُّهُ يَجِبُ عَلَىٰ الْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَكُونَ مُسْتَتِرًا فِي هَالِ الصَّلَةِ. These proofs, they show that a person must be covered while they are praying. A person must cover their awra while they are praying, to the extent وَقَدْ نَقَلَ إِبْنَ عَبْدِ الْبَرْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ نَقَلَهُ كَذَلِ غَيْرُهُ مِنْهُمْ شَيْخَ الْإِسْلَامِ بْنُ تَيْمِيَةَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ فِي مَجْمُلِ الْفَتَاوَى. And others also convey this. Ibn عبد البر نقل إجماع العلماء على ذلك. Ibn عبد البر, who was the famous scholar of the Maliki Madhab, he mentioned that there is a consensus of the scholars, unanimous agreement, that the one, that a person has to cover their awra when they are praying, وَأَنَّ مَنْ صَلَّ عُرْيَانًا مَعَ قُدْرَتِي عَلَى السُّتْرَةِ فَإِنَّ الصَّلَاتَهُ لَا تَصِحْ. And similarly, that the one who prays naked, so Ibn Abdul Barr narrated or reported a consensus of the scholars concerning this, that a person has to cover their awra when they are praying, and likewise that the one who prays naked with the ability to cover their awra, then his prayer is invalid and not correct. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said in this regard, وفي هذا المجال قسم العلماء رحمهم الله العورة إلى ثلاثة أقسام مخففة ومغلظة ومتوسطة. In this regard, the scholars, may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon them, they divide the awrah into three categories. The ulama of Islam, they divide the awrah into three categories. They say mughallaza. The first, he said mukhaffafa, meaning the lowest level. The second, the medium level. And the third, mughallaza, the highest level or the most detailed and exhaustive level of awrah. He said the first, al-mughallaza, the first, fal-mughallazatu, awratu al-mar'ati al-hurra al-balighah. Qalu, inna jami'a badaniha awra fi al-salah illa wajhuha wa akhtalafu fi al-kaffain wal-qadamin. The first, the most detailed and exhaustive level of awra, the highest level of awra, is that of the free adult woman. عورت المرأة الحرة البالغة. Because the scholars, they mentioned that the whole of the body of the woman who is free and who has reached puberty, she's an adult, all of her body is awra in the prayer except for her face. And they differ concerning the hands and the feet. However, خروج من الخلاف, especially with regards to the feet, a woman should cover her feet when she is praying. The garment should cover the feet when she is praying. To why? To avoid any khilaf. Why do you put yourself? Now, some of the ulama, they say the feet should be covered. Others say the feet does not have to be covered. In these type of positions, alhamdulillah, it's sahal, it's easy. Cover the feet. Why? To stay away from the khilaf. If you cover the feet, there's no difference with regards to that mas'ala, alhamdulillah. However, some of the scholars, they hold that the feet have to be covered. So now, if you uncover the feet, then you oppose that position. So al-ahwat, the safest position in this regard, is for the woman to cover her feet. And there are proofs for that. لكن إذا كان حولها الرجال غير محارم فإنه يجب عليها أن تستر وجهها. Then the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen elaborated further with regards to the adult woman who is free, the free adult woman. He said, however, if there are non-mahari men, strangers around, like for example, she is compelled to pray outside for some reason or another, then it is obligatory upon her to cover her face, even in the prayer. Why? Because the Shaykh holds the position of what? What position does he hold? Naam? That the covering of the face is wajib. هذا موقف الشيخ. رحمه الله تعالى. نعم. Because it is not permissible for a woman to uncover her face in front of strange non-mahram men. In front of strange non-mahram men. لأن المرأة لا يجوز لها كشف وجهها عند غير محارمها. So is that clear to everyone so far? طيب. نعم. المخففة, the lowest level as it pertains to covering the awrah, عورة الذكر من سبع سنين إلى عشر سنين. It is the awrah. So the lowest level as it pertains to the covering of the awrah is that of a male from age 7 to 10. A male, a boy 7 to 10. فَإِنَّ عَوْرَتَهُ الْفَرْجَانِ القبل والدبر. For verily the awrah for a male, a boy from 7 to 10, is the two private areas. The private part and likewise the anus for the child, the backside. Na'am. So that's for who? Hassan?
The boy.
What age?
7 to 10.
فلا يجب عليه أن يسترى فخذه لأنه صغير. The scholars, they mention that it is not obligatory for him to cover his thighs because he is young. هو ما زال صغيرا. المتوسطة, the medium level of awra, is what? ما عدا ذلك. Everything other than the first two categories which you heard. قالوا فالواجب فيها ستر ما بين السرة والركبة. As it pertains to this level, then the ulama they say it is obligatory to cover what is between the navel and the knees. Who can show me where's the navel? Malik, where's the navel? ما تعرف؟ Where's the navel? والله المستعان. Where's the navel? Where Malik? نعم. From the Sheikh he said, فيدخل في ذلك الرجل البالغ عشرا فما فوق. The male who has reached adulthood. نعم. 10 years of age or older falls under this. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen he said, any adult male from the age of 10 upwards falls under this. وَيَدْخُلُ فِي ذَٰلِكَ الْمَرْأَةُ الَّتِي لَمْ تَبْلُغْ. And likewise, the female was not reached the age of puberty. وَيَدْخُلُ فِي ذَٰلِكَ أَلَمَ الْمَمْلُوكَ. And likewise, some of the scholars, they hold that the slave woman also falls under this. So that's the three categories according to some of the ulama. Then the Shaykh, he said, وَمَعَ هَذَا فَإِنَّنَا نَقُومْ. يعني in light of this, we say, المشروع في حق كل إنسان أن يأخذ زينته عند كل صلاة. In light of this, we say that it is legislated for every individual to adorn himself, meaning dress properly when they are praying. For every prayer, and to wear the full clothing. Even some of the scholars, given the tafsir of the ayah, يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. O son of Adam, take your clothing or your adornment for every prayer. Some of them have mentioned that there are narrations upon some of the Salaf that they saw people, for example, praying without their head covered, for the man, without covering his head. So they saw someone praying without their head being covered, and it was honorable and respectful to cover your head. So they utilized that verse in the Quran to say that when you pray, ماذا, you should cover your head as well. Meaning you should be in the most perfect state when you stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is why, barakallahu feekum, when we go to the masjid as well, no doubt, when we go to the masjid, we should make sure that our smell, our clothing is not harming anyone around us. So Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen continued, he said, in light of this, it is legislated for every individual to adorn himself, to dress correctly. And يلبس اللباس الكامل, to wear the complete covering in order to pray. He said, لكن لو فرض أنه كان هناك خرق في ثوبي على ما يكون داخلا ضمن العورة فحينئذ فإنه حينئذ يناقش فيه. The Shaykh mentions, he said, however, suppose there was a tear in his clothing in the area over his awrah, then this matter, it requires deliberation as to whether his prayer is correct or not. So say for, you're wearing clothing and there is a tear or a hole in the clothing that you're wearing, and that clothing, the tear and the hole, is in the place of the awrah, meaning that which you have to cover. So who can remind me, for us as men, where do we have to cover? Where's the awrah of the prayer? من السرة إلى الركبة, from the navel to the knees. So say for example, in between that area, there is a tear in the person's clothing. So the Shaykh asked, what's the ruining of the prayer of this individual? And that's why here, نُنَبِّه, it's important for the brothers, with regards to what? The danger of wearing بِنْطَان, pantalon, the trousers, tight trousers when praying. Some people, they wear tight trousers when they're praying, and it reveals their buttocks. When they make ruku' or they make sujood, their buttocks are exposed. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. That's from their awrah, their buttocks. Even if their buttocks are not exposed, when they make ruku' or they make sujood, still, tight trousers is something that is forbidden to wear in the prayer. Why? Because it reveals the shape of the body. It reveals the shape of the private parts. So that is why brothers who want to imitate these rappers wearing tight clothing, Allahul Musta'an wa alayhi tuklan. Shouldn't we first have modesty and shyness in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And that shows again the fickle nature of man. Remember, there was a period of time everyone was wearing baggy clothing, so majority of the people were wearing baggy clothing. A few rappers started wearing tight clothing, then everyone, illa man rahimallah, starts wearing tight clothing. Tight shirts, tight trousers, tight jeans. Nam, showing you what? Again, how weak-minded, because the weak, only the one weak-minded would do that. Especially because in the religion, alhamdulillah, the Muslim, there's a difference between the Muslim and the non-Muslim. In al-Islam, you have awra. The non-Muslims, they don't have awra. Can anyone tell me, do they have awra? If somebody says they have awra, define their awra for me. For Islam, in Islam, we have awra. Awra for the man, awra for the woman, awra for the young. There is awra. There's an awra outside of the prayer. There's an awra that has to be covered in the prayer. So it's amazing that people are willing to jeopardize their salah if they reveal their awra in the prayer because they want to imitate wal-iyadu billah a rapper. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from being an im'a, meaning somebody who just follows other people without using our brains and our intellects to fear Allah Azza wa Jalla and follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the same thing for the women with regards to tight overgarments and getting overgarments designed to be tight and to reveal shapes and curves, wal-iyadu billah. It's not about what everyone is doing, it's about what is in kitab and sunnah with understanding of the salaf of the ummah. That's why it requires knowledge and it requires a taqwa, the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, answering this question, he said, فَإِنَّهُ حِينَ إِذٍ يُنَاقَشْ فِيهِ هَلْ تَصِحُ الصَّلَاةُ أَوْ لَا تَصِحُ. If for argument's sake, there is a tear in the garment that covers the awra, then is the prayer valid or invalid? This needs deliberation and it needs to be discussed in detail. إِذْ إِنَّهُ يُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ الْيَسِيرُ وَالْكَثِيرُ. Because the scholars, they differentiate between what? The ulama of Islam, they differentiate between a minor tear or a major tear. وَيُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ مَا كَانَ عَلَى حِذَاءِ الْعَوْرَةِ الْمُغَلَّظَةِ كالفرجين وما كان متطرفا. And the scholars, they differentiate between the tear that is present over the awra, which is yani the most serious and the most deserving to be covered, like for example the awra that directly covers the private regions, the front or the back, or whether the tear is to yani outside of this region, such as at the side of the thigh or on the back, above the buttocks, or on the stomach area, below the navel, but above the private parts. وَيُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ مَا كَانَ عَلَى حِذَاءِ الْعَوْرَةِ الْمُغَلَّذَةِ كَالْفَرْجَيْنِ وَمَا كَانَ مُتَطَرِّفًا كَالَّذِي يَكُونُ فِي طَرْفِ الْفَخِذِ وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ أَوْ يَكُونُ فِي الظَّهَرِ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْإِلْيَتَيْنِ أَوْ فِي الْبَطَنِ مِنْ دُونِ السُّرَّةِ وَفَوْقِ السَّوْءَةِ. المهم أن كل مكان له حظه من تغليظ العورة. The Shaykh said the crucial point is that as it pertains to this matter, that every region of the body has its level of seriousness and improperness as it relates to the awra. As it relates to the awra. ولعل هذا السؤال أيضا يجرنا إلى التنبيه على مسألة يفعلها بعض الناس. Then he goes on to say, he said, perhaps this question also leads us to discuss another affair that some of the people fall into. في أيام الصيف, during the summer days. حيث يلبس سراويل قصيرة, where a person he wears short pants. ثم يلبس فوقها ثوبا شفافا يصف البشرة. And then over that they wear a see-through thobe. Again, another problem. They wear a see-through garment over this, which the skin can be seen through. And they pray like this. The Shaykh said, the one, فَهَذَا لَا تَصِحُ صَلَاتُهُ. His prayer is not accepted. It's invalid. If he wears shorts, everyone knows what the shorts, the Shaykh is referring to like soccer shorts. Naam? So they wear soccer shorts, and over that they wear a see-through thobe. A see-through thobe. So you can see the, and you can see the skin. You can see his skin. The Shaykh said, that salah is invalid. That salah, the one who prays like that, his prayer is invalid. لأن السراويل قصيرة التي لا تستر ما بين السرة والركبة إذا لبس فوقها ثوبا خفيفا يصف البشرة فإنه لم يكن ساترا لعورته التي يجب عليه أن يسترها في الصلاة. The Sheikh, he said, because the reason for this, the one who prays like this, his short pants do not cover everything that is between the navel and the knee. So if a person wore them with a see-through thobe over the top and the skin can be seen through it, then the person has not covered completely his awrah that it is obligatory for him to cover during the prayer. So that's clear to everyone, right? Na'am. And the scholars, when they say yasif al-bashara, that you can see the skin, what they mean by that, the Shaykh he explains, أَيَّبِين مِن وَرَائِهِ لَوْنِ الْجِلْدِ. You can see the color of a person's skin. You can see the color, the actual color of his skin. You can see the actual color of his skin through the garment. أَيَّبِين مِن وَرَائِهِ لَوْنِ الْجِلْدِ. هَلْ هُوَ أَحْمَرُ. Is his skin brown? Is it black? Or is it between that? وَلَيْسَ الْمَعْنَى أَن يَبِينَ حَجْمِ الْجِلْدِ فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَا يَضُرُّ. And the meaning of this, it does not mean, and the meaning is not that the size of the body is apparent, because this does not affect anything. So I'll leave that, alhamdulillah. Is that clear so far to everyone? طيب, I want to go into more detail, and I'll stop here, inshallah. And then the next dars will talk about the qibla, facing the qibla, because even in that there is a lot of tafsil that needs to be given. Going back to the issue of the awrah being exposed during the prayer, الشيخ ابن عثيمين, he said, خلاصة هذه المسألة, a summary of this is what follows. So if you remember this, alhamdulillah, write this down, because this is a good summary. He said, أولا, firstly, إذا كان الانكشاف عمدا بطلة الصلاة. If a person deliberately exposes his awrah, his prayer is invalid. قليلا كان وكثيرا. Whether he reveals a small amount of his awrah or a great amount of his awrah, طال الزمن أو قصر. Whether it's exposed for a long period of time or a short period of time. If he deliberately does it, his salah is batila. Is that clear to everyone? Regardless of whether he done it for a short period of time or a long period of time. Whether it's a small amount of awrah exposed or a large amount of awrah exposed. That's clear so far, right? طيب. هذا أولا. ثانيا. إذا كان غير عمد وكان يسيرا. The Shaykh said, if it is that it is not done deliberately, it is not done deliberately, and it's only a small amount, it is only a small amount, فَالصَّلَاةُ لَا تَبْطُلْ, then the prayer is not invalid. Then the prayer is not invalid. So again, if it is not done deliberately, meaning it's unintentional, and it's a small amount that is revealed of the awrah, then the prayer is not invalid. ثالثا إذا كان غير عمد وكان فاحشا لكن الزمن قليل فظاهر كلام المؤلف أنها تبطل والصحيح أنها لا تبطل. He said, if it is unintentional and it is something that is improper to reveal, it's frowned upon, it's detested for that awrah to be revealed, like, and who can give me an example of that? Ihsan. Huh? Yeah, any your privates. Something that's covering either your private, the front private part, or your back passage. That's fahish. And if that is revealed, it's very improper. So the Shaykh said, if it's unintentional, and it is something that is extremely improper for it to be revealed, but it's only for a short period of time, meaning the person recognizes it, then they rectify it straight away, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said that does not nullify the prayer. Why? Because he rectified it. And they give an example. Say if somebody is praying and the wind comes and it blows up your thawb. For example, ala sabil al-mithal. And your awrah for that moment of time is exposed. But you, alhamdulillah, you get yourself together. And you cover your awrah. Was that intentional? It wasn't. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said the correct opinion is what? Huh? The salah is valid. رابعاً, the fourth, إذا انكشف عن غير عمد انكشافا فاحشا. Again, if it is unintentional, but again, it is, something is revealed that it is improper and it is detested for it to be revealed. وطال الزمن, and it occurs for a long period of time. بأن لم يعلم إلا في آخر صلاته. Whereas the person, he doesn't know except at the end of his prayer or after his prayer. فهذا لا تصح صلاته. Then this type of individual, his prayer is not valid. لأنه فاحش والزمن طويل. Why? For two reasons. One, it is extremely improper for that area to be exposed. And the second reason, because it was for a long period of time. Is that clear to everyone? Or shall I repeat it? I'm going to ask you about this in the next lesson. Repeat it. إذا انكشف عن غير عمد, if it is, the hour is revealed unintentionally, it is not deliberate. Because if it was deliberate, what's the ruling of that prayer? It's batila. نعم, طيب. So it's unintentional, انكشافا فاحشا, and the area that is revealed, it is extremely detested or repulsive for that area to be exposed. Like somebody's private parts. وَطَالَ الزَّمَنِ, and it's a long period of time that that aura is exposed for. Whereas the person, he doesn't know about it except at the end of his prayer, after he finishes praying, the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, this type of prayer, فَهَذَا لَا تَصِحُ صَلَاتُهُ, his prayer is not valid, or her prayer is not valid. He gives an example. He said, مِثَالُهُ, again, بِالْأَمْثِلَ. Two reasons, the aura that is exposed is fahisha. يعني كان فاحشا, meaning it's repulsive and extremely detested for that part of his aura to be exposed, like his private parts. That's the first reason. The second reason, طال الزمن, it was for a long period of time. طيب, مثاله, why? Because with the examples, things become clear. We gave an example for the women. So a woman's praying, now she's praying salah, and a lot of her hair becomes exposed. A lot of her hair becomes exposed. And she doesn't do anything about it. It's a long period of time. In that situation, if she does not rectify it, and a long period of time passes, then the ruling of the prayer is what? It's invalid. Is that clear to everyone? Why? Because of the two reasons that we just mentioned. For a man, insan, صلى في سراويل أو إزارة. A man, he prays in trousers or an izar. وبعد صلاته. And that's why, ikhwan, if a person, some people, you wear, for example, trousers, inshallah, alhamdulillah, the trousers, they fulfill the guidelines of the sharia, but still, you have a shirt on, maybe a person works, or they go into a place where they have to dress like that. Still, they should have with them an izar when they go to the salah. Why? Because still, when you bend over, again, your aura could be exposed. Your buttocks could be exposed. So a person should carry a qal shay, a what? An izar with them. Na'am. No, if the trousers, alhamdulillah, are wasi'an, are spacious, and he wears, alhamdulillah, a garment that conceals, covers, alhamdulillah, his back and maybe comes down to his thighs, alhamdulillah, there's no problem in that. Now, like for example, the Pakistanis, what they call it, the shalwar kameez, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But you know, the Pakistanis, what they wear. They wear the long shirt and they wear the baggy trousers. Alhamdulillah, the trousers above the ankles, there's no problem in that. There's no problem with that. Also, if you see the people from when we were making Umrah, we met them, mashallah, tabarakallah, in Al Medina. Mashallah, people of the Sunnah, and they had on their customary dress the Kurds. They wear baggy trousers and like long shirts. When you see them, it's ajeeb, mashallah, tabarakallah. Now, when you see them, it's ajeeb. We saw them on Umrah, they were on the Sunnah. We saw them in some of the lessons of the Mashaykh and visiting Sheikh Rabi'. حفظهم الله تعالى. May Allah preserve all of the scholars. نعم. And their baggy trousers and long shirts. But not these tight clothing. Just because a rapper, like we said, wears these tight clothing, you want to come to the masjid with a tight shirt and reveal your muscles. We don't want to see your muscles, يا أخي. Keep that for your bait. مثاله إنسان صلى في سروال وإزار. A person, he prays, a man prays in a sirwal, trousers, or nizar. وبعد الصلاة وجد أن هناك فتحة كبيرة تحاذي السوءة. What's سوءة? Who can tell me the meaning of that word? السوءة. One of the brothers learning Arabic. السوءة. عبد المالك. أين أخونا عبد المالك؟ غائب؟ نعم. متوكل. السوءة. داود. السوءة. ناصر. تفضل. سوءة مصطفى. نعم. Deprive any السوءة, that which it is shameful for a person to expose. Like for example his private parts. السوءة. نعم. Like his private parts. Huh? السوءة. سين. نعم. سين. واو. همزة. تا مربوطة. السوءة. It's in the Quran. What's the ayah? About Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام. نعم. After he finishes his prayer, he finds that there was يعني a فتحة كبيرة, maybe a tear or a hole. نعم, exposing his soul, his privates, exposing his private regions. ولكن لم يعلم بها إلا بعد أن سلم. He didn't know about that until when? Until after he's prayed. الشيخ ابن عثيمين says صلاته غير صحيحة. This person is prayer is not correct, and it's upon him to repeat the prayer. If the woman fixes her shayla when praying, if the woman, the sister, she fixes her shayla in the prayer, there's nothing wrong. Khalas, she continues to pray. Why? Why is that? Why do we say? If we've understood the qawa'id, the principles we've given, Shams, why? If the sister, some of her hair is exposed, a large part of the hair, maybe the wind blows her shayla, a large part of it becomes uncovered, but she fixes it quickly. Why do we say that she continues to pray, it doesn't break the salah? Exactly, it wasn't a long period of time. Everyone understand? We still together? MashaAllah, see? Understanding. You understand these things? Alhamdulillah, you can. Mada tattadih al-amthila. Tayyib. So the Shaykh says, the person, this man, after his prayer, he says, SubhanAllah, there's a hole exposing my aura. He didn't know about it until after he prayed. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, صَلَاتُ غَيْرُ صَحِيحَ وَيُعِيدُ. His prayer is not correct, it's not valid. And it's upon him to repeat the prayer. لِأَنَّ سَتْرَ الْعَوْرَ شَرْطٌ مِنْ شُرُوطِ الصَّلَاةِ. Because covering the awra is a condition from the conditions of the prayer. Is that clear to everyone? I don't want to lose anyone because this is muhim. فِي غَايَةِ الْأَهَمِّيَةِ. Our prayer being valid or invalid is يعني important. And that's why if people can't address these basic issues, then obviously we need to avoid the more detailed and complicated issues for these type of things. And wallahi, that's a sign of tawfiq that Allah wants good for a servant, is that if you busy yourself and you focus upon what is of most importance to you, no doubt that's a sign that Allah wants good for that individual. Ibn Rajabi said it. Ibn Rajabi said, if you find that Allah Azza wa Jal opens up the door of argumentation for a person where all he wants to do is argue and quarrel, like those people, you know, the Instagram and Twitter warriors. They're just on the internet all day, you know, debating and going back and forth. That's a sign Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't want good for that person. But if Allah Azza wa Jalla opens for you the door of amal, action, well, alhamdulillah, you learn what is important to you and you act upon it, that's a sign that Allah wants good for you. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from those people. Naam. The Shaykh, he said, لأن ستر العورة شرط من شروط الصلاة والغالب عليه في مثل هذا الحال أنه مفرط. The Shaykh said, why? Because the majority of the times, the person in this type of situation, he is somebody who is negligent. Meaning that happened because he was negligent or she was negligent. أما إذا انشق الثوب في أثناء الصلاة. I'm going to mention the story, the qissa, the incident, and you're going to give me the ruling from what you've understood so far. From what you've understood so far. نعم. أما إذا انشق الثوب في أثناء الصلاة. If a person, his garment, it tears during the prayer. وهذا يقع كثيرا, that this happens many times. ولا سيما في الثياب الضيقة, especially as it pertains to tight clothing. ثم بسرعة أمسكه, but then quickly, he, يعني الحمد لله, he caught it. Maybe he was wearing an izar. The izar, for example, something, the string broke. Alhamdulillah, he caught it quickly and he tightened it. أمسكوا بيدي. What's the ruling of that prayer? No one screaming, I want hands. تفضل أخي. نعم صاحب العمامة. يس وش نيمر؟ يس ها عبد الرؤوف. ماذا عندك؟ That prayer, brothers praying, his R string breaks, his R falls down, but alhamdulillah he catches it and he covers himself again. What's the ruling of that salah? Is his prayer valid or invalid? Valid. Why? Somebody else. Tafadal.
Because he caught it quick.
Exactly. Because he caught it quickly. Ma tala zaman. There wasn't a long period of time where his aura is exposed. Is that clear to everyone? Alhamdulillah ala kulli had. نعم لأنه وإن كان فاحشا فالزمن قصير ولم يتعمد. So three things. He did not do it deliberately. Even though it may be فاحشا, meaning it is severely improper for that to be exposed, but ما طال الزمن, it was a short period of time. Is that clear to all of us? Do we understand that? Any questions so far? Inshallah we'll take the rulings pertaining to the Qibla and the next dars, because even there's a lot of details, inshaAllah. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khayran.